This is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Program. I'm a personal coach, and I really want to help you create a life that works. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. My passion is helping people really transform their lives into one that they love. And the type of coaching I do is core energy coaching, so I can tell where you are energetically, and I'm able to tell what needs to happen for you to shift it into a higher place. Because we all know that there's a lot of people at different in different places every day, and some people are those crabby people with the dark cloud hanging over their head that we all try and avoid, and you know, they're the complainers and victims and whatnot. And then a lot of us encounter people that are just really angry about everything, all, you know, pretty much all the time. And I think most of us either work with people that I just described, or you know, we are them, or we have them in our life. I'm not sure who said it, but if you took the average of the five people that you spend the most time with, that's really where you are energetically, and unfortunately, I think a lot of people are in one of those levels that I just described. But the good news is that once you're aware of where you are energetically, you can always shift it into a higher level. For example, I think we all know some people who are very compassionate, very helpful, really concerned for others. They absolutely take responsibility for the things that are going on in their lives. They're not trying to blame people for, you know, the situations that they find themselves in and so on. So, you know, really the good news is that we can all get there with some coaching. And the other thing I want to talk to you about tonight is how the Meeting Brenda thing came about. I think it was in 2002, a friend of mine told me that I should interview people and, you know, maybe do a television program, and I kind of poo-pooed it. But I did register the domain name, meetingbrenda.com, in 2002. And you know how things take time to come about. And last year I was really wanting to do this at a local radio station, and they were game, but it didn't feel like the right time for me. So this year I went for it, and after sitting on that name and the idea for all that time, things finally happened, and here's the program. And what I want to talk about, tonight is Living Life as an Adventure. That's the name of my website, Your Life is an Adventure. And I really do think that life is an adventure. There was a caller, Robert hit a caller, I'm going to say two callers ago, who was, her life is really an adventure. I was wishing I could talk to her about it. We do have Patty from Los Angeles on the line right now, so let's talk to Patty. And I'm not
before you, and I heard that you read energy work, and since I'm experiencing some congestion in my chest, I just wanted to ask you have any idea what you do. So
okay.
I'm,
well,
like I said, a first time caller, first time listener, and trying to
okay.
I haven't listened to much of the show, so I called to just check in to get on. Usually it's a long time to get in the queue, so here you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually what you're probably talking about is, and I'm familiar with it, is some type of energy healing work. You know, because
all
the
symptoms. That's not what you do. You do more personal.
Right, because where you are, you know, your thoughts create your emotions and then your actions. And certainly I believe that your thoughts create what's going on in your body at the same time. So I'm just curious as to what else. You have this physical symptom, but I'm curious as to what else is going on right now with you in your life.
Well,
anything significant?
I'm a single mom, I've been looking for a work, a career change for about 5-10 years now. You know what I mean? Like I work in one field, but it's not exactly what I felt was my calling in life. And through being a mother, you get involved with a lot of internal spiritual work. And so for the last few years here, I'm on this beep listening to BBS radio. It's very foreign to me. But at
it's
the same time,
isn't
I'm
it?
Finding it fascinating. Yeah. So
well,
living my life in a very open fashion. I've had some, you know, it's like everyone else. I'm tuned in, and I've had just as much difficulty the last few years as everyone else. But trying to smile through it, you know.
And you mentioned that you had another vision for your life that you haven't quite gotten to yet.
Well, I'm a. I don't. Yes, I don't know how to describe the feeling. I am a ball of energy, and I feel like a lot of times I want to get out there in the world and really express myself. But 90% of the time, I hate leaving my house because I've created such a wonderful space for myself, and it's just I have a lovely life. But there's
but
parts
you want more.
Of me, what?
Yeah.
No, there's parts of me that feels this out of responsibility. When the internet's a fascinating thing. You can stay home and really feel connected at the same time.
That's definitely true, yeah. But
and
what I was going to say is that, I really believe that your life is an adventure and there's lots of different paths to take. And you're taking you described it as very comfortable. So you're in a situation right now where you don't really have a lot of motivation to change it. And that's a question.
Well, I do and I don't. You know, it's like it's comfortable because I've come from a lot of, a struggle and managed to make it through the struggle. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
for you.
I want to offer that information. And I'm passionate about offering the information, but what I tend to do is I come out like I refer to myself as a big ball of energy. I think I attack a situation in such a way with such aggression and passion that I scare people.
Okay.
That makes any sense? I'll go on a job interview, for example, and it's like, settle down. You know, I'm so passionate.
Your light's too bright.
I didn't hear you.
Do you understand what I mean by that? It's like what I just described initially energetically, there's 7 levels of energy, which kind of jive a little bit with what you're familiar with maybe you're familiar with the chakra system, but, you know, there's that lower level energy of, you know, being the victim, and then the next level is being angry. And you have these flashes of this really strong, positive vibe that people are taken aback by it because they're not used to being around someone like that, and they don't know how to adjust to you. That's the ball of fire.
Yeah.
It's like you're...
And what happens to me is I recoil like a snake would recoil, you know, like that energy that I pick up on, I don't know how to handle it either.
Right, right. So you're both, you're like a 5 and they're like a 1.
It just pulls me right down into victim back into, I don't really get to victim anymore. I'm old enough to kind of
right.
know what that feels like and I'm not going there. But I get, you can go to the anger part and that'll scare somebody, you know, while they're pulling you down into victim.
Well,
they want you to
people...
be down there and victim with them.
Right. You don't want to get in. You don't want to be a rut dweller with the rut dwellers. But you know what's interesting is that people are either very drawn to someone like you or they're repelled, just like you were somewhat repelled by whatever this, interview situation was. But there's no reason why you can't manifest an interview where someone has a very similar energy level to yourself, the organization that is at the level you're at. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know,
but how?
You just haven't walked in the... Well, I think you just haven't walked in the right door. I mean,
that. Mm-hmm.
I think you just have to hold on to your you know how you feel, and you know how you feel when you meet people who have a similar, we'll just call it a vibe or whatever, you know, outlook on life, whatever. And some organizations are, you'd have to describe them as toxic, I'm sure. And then there's other organizations that are more enlightened. And I think if you really feel like you could find that place and that it exists, then voila. I mean, it sounds really simple. It's not complicated. But if you really believe that you could find an organization like that, that would match you better, then you've made it.
That's the secret, is me really believing that I can find, because I'm probably living with the thought that I can't, I'm so foreign.
You've just been knocking on the wrong door. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that a stretch for you? Is that something that would, that you think is a, that could happen?
Like you said, with the comfort level comes the, like, okay, you're kind of efficient about what you want to leave the comfort level for to go get after. But, it's, again, it's the journey, it's finding your path, it's trying things, and if you find that it's the wrong path, at least you know what you don't want.
Right, so right now, if you're looking at a map, and you've gone down probably more than one road and realized, ooh, this isn't the right place for me, you're fine-tuning your route, so to speak, right? You're going to find the right place, the right way to get there. And I don't know what that is, but you'll figure it out as long as
it's
you really believe in your heart.
Sometimes, because when you walk out with an open heart, I find that it's difficult sometimes, the energy's coming in, or it's difficult to decipher what's going to be good for you and what's going to really draw you into drama.
I think if it makes you feel good,
mm-hmm.
If it feels good, I mean, you knew when you were little which kids were trouble to play with. I mean, you knew that when you were really young. It's like, ooh, these kids, I'm going to get in trouble if I hang out with these kids. You know that. You still have that instinct.
You know, that's so funny, because like I said, again, I've referenced that once you get a little bit older in life and you start to learn who all the kids are, you just start to not have judgment, and you figure all the kids have some value. And
mm-hmm.
so I get involved with all of them.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone
get involved with all of them in some level.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does have that value, but, for you to be comfortable spending time around, like I said, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and when you see a work situation that it's like, whoa, this isn't my, I can't spend 8 hours here kind of a thing, you know that. But
mm-hmm.
if you really believe that you can find the right spot, then, put that thought out there that you're going to find your match. And there are some really nice organizations to work for. I mean, I've been very lucky in that respect. And I've also worked in some really, really, really toxic environments. And
are
actually
you in
someone...
Los Angeles?
What'd you say?
Barbara, Brenda, are you in Los Angeles?
No, I'm in New Mexico.
Ah. Oh.
We have a virtual world, remember? We can be anywhere. That's the best part. So what you initially said was about the congestion in your chest. But,
I don't know. I didn't connect that back to my walking pneumonia. I live on a resort. I feel like I live on a resort and I have walking pneumonia. How is that possible?
It sounds like you've got a lot to offer, and you just have to find the spot that's worth you, that's worthy of having you there. And that's there somewhere.
I'm just pausing because I just heard our conversation on my Okay, well, thank you. I don't know if you just cleared something for me.
There you go. Well,
but
then
I'm giggling and laughing and.
Well, life is supposed to be fun.
Happy to speak to you this evening.
Yeah, yeah. And when you just said something cleared for you, well, I think that's interesting because what you called about was just congestion. So,
well, that's what I said. I'm going to get off the phone because I'm going to go choke up a big. I'm just going to say I'm going to have a coughing fit right now. So obviously something's coming up here. So thank you so much for your time tonight. I appreciate it. And I look forward to listening to you some more. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Patty. Oh, that was interesting. Someone who hadn't heard the program before but heard the word energy, and definitely energy has an effect on every part of your life. So if your mind is, if you're thinking a certain way, then, you know, it affects you emotionally and it affects how you act and certainly how you feel physically. So I'm just going to backtrack a little bit to the idea of that life is an adventure because I really do believe that it is, and I think all of us have certain things that we still want to accomplish in life, but we don't, you know, it's like you don't even know where to begin. And, you know, who wants to leave the planet thinking that there's lots of opportunities that you've missed? So if you approach your life that it's, you know, it really is an adventure, and it's joyful, it's supposed to be fun. Everybody has lots of unfortunate things that happen in their life, but, you know, in the big picture, it really is an adventure, and you can have more. There's no reason why you have to stop because you're a certain age. I know people who are, you know, in midlife and whatnot, and they're, you know, they've kind of, I'm not going to say they've thrown in the towel, but they just don't see that they can reach those goals that they still had in their mind. And I think Ann Landers, there was a really, I think she's probably reprinted this a million times, the late Ann Landers, about someone writing in saying that they wanted to go to medical school, but they were, I'm going to say, 30. And she said, well, you know, in 4 years, you're either going to be done with medical school in 34, or you're just going to be 34. So I think if you think about it like that, you know, what's stopping you? What's holding you back from anything? Because that's really not a good way to live your life. And, you know, there's always time. And if you really, really believe that you can still accomplish something, then you can. And I'm the kind of coach who would love to help you get there because I think that it really is important to give it your all. You're only here for a short time and, you know, give it the deluxe, whatever that is. So we're going to take a short break and we'll come back.
Come away today. mystery morning light. Come away with me for today. Hey, mystery morning light. Come away with me for today.
Hi, this is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Show, and tonight we're talking about life being an adventure and how we can, you know, kind of shift our thinking and get that idea in our head so that we can accomplish, you know, whatever it is we have left to do. And now we have a caller from Hawaii. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. Nahoku, are you there?
Yes, Nahoku. Hi.
Hey, how's it?
How's it? Okay.
I know how to say that.
Yes. It's the main word.
So,
it's the main word in Hawaii. How's it?
Yeah,
how's your life? How's it going?
Yeah, well, and how's your life going? I mean, is your life an adventure?
Yeah, well, it's always an adventure, but I think I need to find out more of what I could do in my life. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm in my 60s, yeah, you know, that and everything, you know, what else is there to do?
Oh, you don't
maybe
have
any... I need to do from Hawaii, you know, not in another place. Maybe through the internet or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, so what is it that you want to do that's different, that you haven't done?
Well, I like to see places from here and enjoy some of the activities that other people do, but it's far from one place, you know, so I'm just trying to figure out what would be a good activity to do when I'm not working and you know, do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, boy, I don't know. I mean, can you describe what you want to do in a little more detail?
Well,
it's supposed to be fun, yeah?
I like
fun?
To maybe play some kind of sport and...
Are you a youthful 60s?
Yeah, youthful 60s. And I think it's time to kind of get into a sporty thing and do something different.
Well, that's a great tool.
60s, and if you're not playing it, you're not playing it, you know, but...
Yeah.
So I want to do something that's new, and I think it's maybe fun. Not to last long time, but it's just...
Yeah.
You know, do something in my life. Yeah.
So right now you said that you're pretty content, everything status quo. You're not saying you're bored, but you just want something else different. You want something added to your life.
I think I'm semi-bored. I mean, I could use some kind of activity that's different and, you know, get out there and, you know, and have fun with it. But I'm just thinking of what would be a real fun activity that, would come to, you know, everybody could be there enjoying them.
And you like being around people?
Yeah, I like being around people. And
you like meeting new people?
Yeah. Oh, I love meeting new people. I think it would be a great idea.
Uh-huh. Maybe you need to be an ambassador.
A backdoor?
No, ambassador. Like you're the spokesperson for something.
That sounds good. But is it fun?
Well, we should brainstorm a little bit. That's my idea. I'm throwing out that idea. Do you have an idea to throw out?
Well, I'm trying to think of an idea that would be an ambassador for Hawaii. And I think what they're missing here is, like, you know, really doing something that's Hawaiian. They're doing everything else, but they're not doing anything that's fun in Hawaii. So
I see what you're saying.
Activities in Hawaii that is not like going to see a tour or sightseeing or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Just being Hawaiian. You know, I don't know. Fun. Something that's sporty. Something sporty.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is too, but I'm trying to figure out.
So would you want to show people how to do it, or would you want to do it yourself, or?
Well, I would like to do it myself and teach them and have them come and enjoy it. And I think it's got to be more Hawaiian, though. I think it's like.
Well, tell me what are uniquely Hawaiian activities.
Well, I think, you know, they would come here, they would, you know, they become Hawaiian, and you know, they probably put on a malo and dress up like a Hawaiian and learn to be Hawaiian for the day or something.
Oh, there
and,
you go.
That's missing.
There you go, Hawaiian for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawaiian for the day.
And, you know, maybe that's what's needed. And have fun with that, but I don't know, just something that will be different. Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm not. I think it's a good idea. I don't know that it meets your initial idea of adding something sporty to your life, but.
Well, it has to be sporty because it's like I want to make sure they have fun too, you know.
Yeah.
So why don't you? So it's something different, yeah. I'm thinking about my health, make sure that I stay healthy.
Yeah. So what do you think that would look like, being Hawaiian for
a
day?
They probably would have to work to be a Hawaiian for the day. play. And have fun. So there'd be a lot of playing. And maybe, trying to learn. All the running from here to there and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. But
I think you're onto something.
Something's got to change here. So that, you know, people of my age, that's something to do.
Well, I didn't know that living in Hawaii was that, I don't know, whatever you're describing. It's not boring. You're not describing it as boring, are you?
What's that?
You aren't describing it as boring that you're bored, and that's why you want to find this activity.
Right, and I think it'd be really good to have an activity that will bring out something different, and you know, and especially in Hawaii. I mean, there's a lot of things to do. I mean, you can, but I've done it all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's got to be something still on your list you haven't done.
Well,
I just
need more help in that area. I mean, kind of looking forward to the next 10 years with some kind of playful activity that's not work.
Well, it's good for you that you want to do that. That's great. Because a lot of people throw in the towel.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing about it. If you throw in the towel, then there's nothing to look forward to, you know? And for me, it's like I got to look forward to 10 or 15 more years of playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm calling you, because maybe you can help me out on that.
Well, I think you mentioned something, the being Hawaiian for the day. I mean, you said that you like being around people, you like meeting new people, and you could probably make a business out of being Hawaiian for the day.
I know. I think I would do a good job, but I just got to make sure that, you know, it's about playing and not about working.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that might be it, you know, something different.
Yeah, so tell me a couple of things that you would have them do.
They probably will learn to sing, play different instruments, play dance the hula, learn the Hawaiian words. Learn the maybe they might learn some spiritual work that the Hawaiians have.
So it kind of sounds to me like the playful part of it for you would be enjoying them learning what you're sharing with them. That would be the fun part for you.
Yeah. And I think they will learn and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, certainly like something they will be kind of active. So I need some activity.
Hmm.
And I think it's all has to do with what they like to do.
But right.
I think it's important that when they come here, they at least get an opportunity to, I don't know, to learn about
mm-hmm.
Hawaiians and
mm-hmm.
and then have fun with it and doing something, making an emu, you know. Setting
an emu is the,
And,
it's almost
and then,
like,
you know, learn how to do that, make a hut or something like that, make a grass hut for them.
Uh-huh.
So they can go back home and make, you know, free huts and free houses.
Did you?
There won't have to be any permit.
Well, you might not you may not be aware of this, but anything Hawaiian is so popular on the mainland.
Yeah, so you know, I think I might run a business just by calling you, and maybe people may hear about it.
Hawaiian for a day.
Hawaiian for a day.
Yeah,
you could be there maybe 2 days too.
Uh huh.
And you know, but go for the day and. And they can fly in and fly out.
Well, that would qualify as making your life in an adventure, I think. If I were to go to, I mean, I've never done it before, but I know you can go to other countries and actually live and stay with local people.
Yeah.
You know, and like work on their farm or whatever. You can see how they actually live. So, you know, a lot of people consider Hawaii kind of a foreign country. So, you know, it sounds like your ideas already working in other places.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be, I don't know, probably it's going to work, and probably people would probably pick up on it. Just
uh-huh.
like Facebook, you know?
Dad.
Yeah?
I'm on the line.
Dad.
Yeah, I'm on the line right now, long distance.
I got to find out how to cook this.
Okay, wait. I'm on a long distance call.
So to avoid being bored for the next 15 years, you're going to start, sounds like you're going to start a business so that you can
oh, yeah.
have fun too.
yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to start a business.
And that, I know that sounds like work, but if you start it with the right attitude, it might not be so hard.
Yeah, I think,
yeah?
Well, I think... And that's what I'm concerned about. I don't want to start something and, you know, it's a flop. And that's
uh-huh.
what I'm concerned about, doing something that would be, probably has a good chances of, you know, working out for me, being effective.
Uh-huh. Do most, have you started a lot of stuff that's been successful in the past?
Yeah, started some things. It's worked out. But I need the help, I guess, and I
yeah.
think you're the one.
Oh, no, I'm not the one, but I'm sure there's someone nearby you that can help you with this, but this sounds like this would definitely be something that could entertain you and be fun and, what'd you call it, you wanted something active, so, you know, this could keep you going for a long time.
Well, I hope it's so, and gosh, did this all work out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, considering you just had the idea, I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You.
Yeah, we'll look forward to hearing about this on the internet. Come
yeah,
and be a Hawaiian
see,
for the day.
Hawaiian, you know, be
yeah,
Hawaiian
there you
for
go.
A day.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha. Oh, that was fun. Yeah, I mean, there are lots of people who are in midlife, or I don't know what you'd call nowadays, what you call in their 60s, but people still can come up with a fresh idea and really enjoy the idea of doing something totally I don't know. That sounds a little off the top of his head, but it sounded like a really good idea to me, and he'll probably pull it off. He sounded like he knew what he was talking about. So anyway, so I would like to hear from some more callers, and let me, you know, share with us how your life is an adventure or how you'd like to change your life to be an adventure. And, you know, the way you think about your life, if you change the way you think about your life, you really do change your life. It's like change your mind, change everything. So if you have those feelings that you're too old, you know, too this, don't have enough money, whatever it is, you really need to set those thoughts aside, because then you really will be unable to succeed at whatever it is you still want to try and do. And I'm not going to say still want to try and do. You know, having a happy, joyful life is something that everyone desires and doesn't just happen when you hit the age of 50, but, you know, that's really when people start thinking about the clock is ticking and what else you still want to do. So, you know, in my situation, having the, I guess it's the luxury of doing this program, which is something I've wanted to do in this format for a couple of years, and then obviously I wanted to do it, you know, for a long, long time, and now I'm finally able to do it. So I don't know what I want to do next, but it's a process, and it's fun, and when you look at the map, there's many, many roads to go down, and if you don't succeed going down one road and it, you know, it's not working out, you just turn around and, you know, change direction, because there's not really a wrong way. It's just that you're kind of mapping out your path, and sometimes it's kind of a loopy route. We have a caller on the line, Carol. Carol lives in, Simi Valley. Okay, another California person. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. And I really enjoy your show tonight about life and adventure. I totally agree with you. And my adventure is this whole thing with the online dating.
Oh, that is an adventure.
Women, it totally is an adventure. And trust me, I could tell you stories.
Uh-huh.
But I have probably been doing it now. I've been divorced 10 years, and I've been doing it, the online dating thing, for about, I don't know, maybe 5 years. And I've tried a lot of the different ones, and mm-hmm. I'm just not having a lot of luck. And so,
wow. You're a brave woman.
I mean, yeah. And I get lots of, what do you call it? Like when they see your profile, you know, when they contact you, I get probably anywhere from 2 to maybe 6 every day. You know, men saying they like my profile, they like my smile, they like, you know, what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of maybe email back and forth a couple of times. And
mm-hmm.
number one, I think there's a few of them are scamming, because they're, what they say doesn't match what they wrote, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
right. If
you know what I'm saying, but
oh, I know. I know people who, yeah, people from other countries could be emailing you.
Oh yeah, well there's a whole group of them like that, and they use the same language. They just change the name, so that's almost easy to spot, because the grammar is horrendous. But I'm just talking about regular guys.
Yeah.
You know, like in the LA area, the greater LA area, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, do you have any thoughts on either screening better, or, you know, I've sort of made a list of, you know, what my, I guess you call them qualifications
uh-huh.
are. And it's not like they have to be 6 feet tall and blonde and blue eyed. It's,
uh-huh.
you know, their character, their personality, mm-hmm. their quality of life. And
yeah.
I mean, some of them could even be listening right now. I don't even know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to back up one step and ask you what your long-term goal is by doing this. What is it you really what are you looking for here?
My really long-term goal is I would love to get married again.
Okay, so you're looking for
I would love to meet somebody. Yeah.
Okay. And do you deep in your heart believe that this method is would maybe lead to that?
I think it's just a choice. You know, I think it's one avenue to meet people because I have asked everybody I know, you know, if they know anybody. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that a personal introduction or somebody that knows somebody is always the mm-hmm. best way, but nobody knows anybody, you know. So
and
I've sort of resorted to this.
Well, I mean, at least three people who've met their husbands online.
And I do, too.
Yeah.
And,
age doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it works.
And I've done meetups. You know, I've gone to some mm-hmm. meetups. I've tried that mm-hmm. route where I joined, like, hiking meetup and a wine tasting meetup. And this casts a broader net almost.
And in your heart, another deep in your heart question, do you believe that that he's out there?
I do. I totally believe that somebody is out there. I mean, I think I'm a good person and I really enjoy life and I just haven't found the right person that is my sort of character match or my match, mm-hmm. you know, my soulmate, whatever you want to call it.
And I don't know if you were listening earlier, but, you know, I described that I'm an energy coach, so it's like your energy has to match what
right.
you want.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
I know I had a client that wanted like this hot, he would describe what he wanted in a girlfriend is like this hot chick, and I said, "Are you hot?" And he goes, "No." And I said, "Guess what?
Yeah,
it's not going to happen, right?" So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you feel like what you're looking for is, you know, I'm not going to say the male version of you, but you know what I'm saying? That you're not asking.
It's going to be hard. I think it's hard because at my age, and I'm not 20-something, you know, or 30-something. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem is that I am high energy and I have a lot of interests and I'm still working. And a lot of the men that are my age or even a little bit older or even a little bit younger, a lot of them are mm-hmm. retired and they have nothing. You know, they've been married a whole bunch of times and they bought their wives brand new cars and lost the home and lost their bank account. And they have nothing. And so as a result of that, I wouldn't say they're depressed, but a lot of them are really low energy. And that's a really good point that you made because I'm like talking to them yawning almost, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You have
nothing to offer. Yeah, I mean, and especially if they feel like they've been victimized by the spouse cleaning them out and everything like that. I mean, that's not the man that's a match for you.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, you don't want to get too personal until you literally talk to them. I mean, just emailing mm-hmm. that kind of stuff is kind of hard. So, and it's really hard to gauge someone's energy level over an email. And sometimes even over the phone, it really takes a face-to-face
mm-hmm.
meeting to kind of gauge them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the adventure, it's just doing
mm-hmm.
this.
Well, you know what
you know, women out there trying to find a good match. I mean, I don't know if you just keep doing it, you know.
Well, I do have one suggestion because this is just a resource I'm going to throw out. I know two women who took a class called and they did it maybe an online class webinar or something. It's called Calling in the One. But what it's doing is it's forcing you to examine your beliefs, your values, reviewing how your relationships in the past and what you learned from them and maybe what I hate to call it a mistake, but you know what I mean. Anyway, it's like you almost do a really in-depth personal evaluation of yourself, and then it's like you clean up everything, right? You clean up those bad boyfriends, the ex-husband, you know, it's kind of like you're starting out with a really nice, clean slate. I haven't gone through the process, but I'm familiar with it now. Anyway, once you get yourself cleaned up, emotionally and that sort of thing, because I'm sure that at some point everyone talks about their ex or, you know, some crubby boyfriend or whatever. But anyway, so the bottom line is you get really clear on yourself and what you really need. And a woman I know really well did this, and she had been online. She had been in she'd been married for, you know, a million years and whatnot, and got divorced and moved and, you know, totally changed her life. And she met someone on eHarmony. He would never have looked at her profile before and not because of anything. Well, maybe because of she changed her wording somehow. I don't know. Uh-huh. But anyway, it was like bingo. But if she hadn't done all that in personal work, she would tell you in a heartbeat that it would never have happened.
What's it called? Calling in the One?
Calling in the One. It's a book.
O-N-E. Like the one and only.
Right. And the basic thing is, and to me it's all about energy. It's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like you just need to really examine your past relationships and whatnot, and be really, really clear. Because right now the vision of who you think is the good match, once you do that evaluation, you may have been on the wrong track. And, you know, she met him, the right match, on eHarmony, but whatever she wrote in her profile, and, you know, it was just like bingo. It just like, wow, this man met all her new, and I think she altered her criteria to a certain extent. Because what she really, really realized that she really, really, really wanted wasn't what she had thought she wanted. So that's, you know, I think that's a resource that I'm aware of. And it didn't stop her from doing online dating. I mean, that's how she met him. And I think they're probably going to get, you know, married. I mean, it's like bingo.
Well, that's nice. And we know it works. I mean, we know. But I think you're right. Part of the problem is, and I've tried to really narrow things down and not, you know, try to not to waste my time with, you know, certain aspects of it. But there has to be a meeting of energy. I totally agree with that.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, if you don't, then it's just not going to meld together.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're getting that many hits, I mean, they're obviously find you attractive, and so that's why you're getting, you know, a lot of traffic. But, you know, they're not the right traffic.
Right. It totally is not the right traffic, because either you can tell from an email, or especially when you talk to them on the phone, I'm like, oh my God, you know, this is like putting me to sleep. And it's just, I'm just missing something.
I'll listen to the book. Yeah, I think it's, you know, I've heard really good things about it, and I think the reason that it's successful is because it forces you to, you know, do some kind of inner work, some personal shifting and, you know, that sort of thing, and definitely looking at historically what have your relationships been like with men and why would it be any different now, kind of a thing. And you would know that.
Yeah.
You know, you know all that about yourself.
Oh, sounds
so
good. I'll do it.
Yeah, I think it's worth checking. I mean, that's really, you know, I don't, if you really believe that he's out there and you really want to get married again, I'm sure it'll happen. And, you know, that you really do have a bigger selection by using the internet, because unless you're still in college or working, do you work in an office where you have a chance to meet people, or are you out in your own?
No, I'm out in the field all day.
And see, that makes it even that much harder, especially as you get older, they're just not out and about. So
it's gets really frustrating. You know, it's fun.
Oh, I can imagine,
trying to meet new people, and you try to stay positive, but it's just gotten to the point where it's frustrating. And I actually did change my profile, and I started getting a whole lot more hits when I did change it, but it's still not the right hits. You know, it's still not the right people. It's not attracting the right person. So I'll get the book, and I'll try it.
Yeah, and, you know, let us know how that works out, because I think it sounds like you're doing everything. You know, you're approaching it being really open, and, you know, you have a good heart, and, you know, you're just not connecting with the right person, but that means he's not there.
I'll tell you what, I'll get the book, and if something good comes of it, I will call into the show and let you know.
Okay, I can't be a bridesmaid, though. Even though, do you have to be a bridesmaid to catch the bouquet, or can you just be a guest?
Oh, I think you
could. What's the rule?
No, you could be a guest to catch the bouquet, but honestly, I don't know that I would have, like, anything other than a civil ceremony. The big wedding once is enough, thank you.
Oh, there you go. Well, much success on your, it is an adventure, isn't it? It's definitely an adventure. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Well, that was a fun call. I have never done internet dating, but I can just imagine that it is, intense and disappointing and all of those things, because it's, you know, you don't really know what you're getting. But I think if you really do are trying to really think about them in a different way, not that they have to make a certain amount of money or live in a certain place or, you know, have a certain number of grown children or little kids or whatever, I think if you just focus on where they are energetically and it's a good match for you, I think that, you know, your odds of attracting someone are really good. I'm going to take another little break here, and then we'll come back for a last call or just a final conversation. Okay. Looking forward to more calls.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy.
This is Brenda again, and it's really been fun tonight talking to the folks that have called in, because they all had very different things going on in your life and where they wanted to be in their life. They were all very different, but, you know, really in the big picture, everybody has stuff that they want to, they still want in their life, whether it's a partner, a spouse, you know, finding the perfect place to, you know, serve people in their work, or as the man from Hawaii wanted to, you know, just have more fun and be active. And while he talked about it, he came up with, you know, probably a business idea. So I think that was really interesting. People have to be willing to change. And if you don't change, you're just going to get stuck, really stuck in a rut, and it'll be, you know, end up being very dissatisfied for yourself in the long run. So I'd love to have you listen next week and call in. We'll have a guest coach sharing my time. And so our time this evening is up. And please check the meetingbrenda.com website for information about the program and how to contact me. And as I said, I do have guest coaches on that have special niches, areas of interest. So if you have a specific need for a coach, whether it's maybe a relationship coach, a weight loss coach, somebody who you want to talk to about your teenagers, I know a really good coach for that. So let me know on the contact form, and I'll track those people down and get them on the show. And thanks so much for sharing your lives with me tonight. I'm looking forward to next week and more opportunities to work with you. And just remember, life is an adventure, and there's more than one road to the finish line. Good night.